AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. Civic leaders, including Maryland Congressman Elijah Cummings, helped get people off the streets of Baltimore before a curfew kicked in again Wednesday night.
We are a great city. We are a peaceful city. And let's show the world who we are, who we really are. Let's go home.
Earlier, thousands hit the streets in Baltimore and several other cities, from Boston and New York to Indianapolis and Washington, to protest the death of Freddie Gray while in police custody. There were more than a dozen arrests in New York.
Protesters first rallied here in Union Square, where they chanted, "No justice, no peace," and "Hands up, don't shoot," as a police loudspeaker warned them they'd be arrested if they marched in the street. And that's what happened. A group of protesters spilled into the street, disrupting traffic. Dozens of police officers moved in with plastic handcuffs and began making arrests while police with batons pushed the crowd back onto the sidewalk. Some of the protesters were lifted off the ground and carried to a waiting police van. Later, smaller groups of protesters split off, some marching to Times Square where they held a die-in, others to the Holland Tunnel, and others to the bridges. Julie Walker, New York.
President Obama hasn't been able to push through immigration reform, but the AP's Alicia Caldwell reports he's taken steps to reduce the number of deportations.
When President Barack Obama ran for office, he promised to push through immigration reform. It didn't work. And then he promised post-election, "Listen, I'm going to slow down deportations." And he's done exactly what he promised. He has slowed down deportations to one of the lowest levels since the middle of the Bush administration. He's done that by selecting very narrowly which immigrants should face deportation.
Pope Francis is adding his voice to the call of equal pay for equal work, saying it is pure scandal that women earn less than men for doing the same job. This is AP Radio News. Independent Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders says he'll run for president as a Democrat. Japan's prime minister has again sidestepped the comfort women issue during his speech to Congress.
Lawmakers from both parties were hoping Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe would use his historic speech to a joint meeting of Congress to apologize for his country's wartime practice of providing women to its soldiers who used them as sex slaves. While expressing deep remorse, Abe didn't use the word apology, acknowledging Japan's actions brought suffering to people in Asian countries.
"We must not avert our eyes from that."
Later in his speech, Abe spoke of the need for a world where women are free from human rights abuses. Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
An L.A. jury awards $13 million to a woman who contracted a deadly disease from using asbestos-containing talcum powder made by Colgate-Palmolive. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.